Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, your love experience with Janine. And we're going to get started with Speak to My Heart with Donna McClellan.
I won't go up.
sorrow of my own. Just let your spirit guide and let your word abide.
Speak to my heart, Lord.
Oh, my heart.
Give me your holy
word.
If I can hear from you,
if I can hear, then
I know what
to do.
I won't go alone.
Today is Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe. I love it, love it, love it. Ooh, yesterday I was preparing to be a speaker at the Wealth Creation event last night at Wintrust Bank. And I tell you, it is just amazing when we develop a mindset to money. It is just a powerful thing. I met a guy, Pastor Andre Brook, who was from Baltimore, and he was a part of the Empowerment Temple out there, and it was just amazing. He's doing some big things in retraining and reshifting the mindset of his people. He's taken over a church, one of the oldest African-American church in the Inglewood community in Chicago, called the Greater AME Church, and he's doing some really great things about that over there and right here in our own backyard. I tell you, it is so beautiful to see how God is connecting the kingdom on earth to get ready for a shift in the finances in our community. So I'm just really grateful, just like today, the Millionaire Mindset is a part of that shift in our community so that we can take our blocks house by house, block by block, over, and we can own our own community. And I'm super excited because I'm seeing the mindset. I'm seeing people reshifting. I'm seeing people ready. I'm seeing people getting on board. I'm seeing people saying yes and having the courage to take the action, the massive action, to have massive results. So I just want to thank God for that opportunity to be a part of the shift, you know, to be a part of the download that God has downloaded for us on the Love Journey, for other people to create events like what we were at last night, and to see what the pastor is doing right here in the backyard. People to ensure and make sure that we can live a full expression of God's life on earth. I'm just so excited. So we're going to get ready and just center our mind, center our thoughts, recognizing that there is only one power and one presence. And on this line, we recognize that one power and that one presence is God, the good, the omnipotent, everywhere present, knowing that there is not a spot that our God is not. So as we center the mind, focusing in on the breath, becoming very present to the internal, the presence of the Creator as you, in you, and all around you. I want you to take a deep breath, breathing in through the nose, holding it to the point of vibration, holding it to the count of eight, and then releasing the breath, remembering to breathe in through the nose, deep into the diaphragm, and deep into the heart. And so in this right now moment, I want you to be still. Be still. Know that I am God. Be still and know that I am, that I am God. And I want you to breathe. Sometimes we forget to breathe. Let's take a deep breath. And release. Be still and know that I am, that I am God. Breathe. And release. And last time, taking a deep breath. Breathe. And release. Then we invite and invoke the presence of our higher mind self, calling forth the energy of all that is God and all that is good, recognizing and centering our thoughts and our heart, giving thanks for new money substance coming in from unexpected and expected ways. For us to open up our hearts and minds as we ask the Holy Spirit, as we ask God to open up the windows, the gates, the heavens, and the doors, and pour out a blessing upon us, a blessing of money substance this morning, as we hear Ayana give us a prayer for money.
Day 10, a prayer of forgiveness. I forgive myself for judging my relationship with money. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every cell, every atom, every molecule, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, wealth, and abundance, bringing it into alignment with the perfect will of God. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every atom, every molecule, every cell, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, Every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, bringing it into alignment with the perfect peace of God. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every atom, every molecule, every cell, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, bringing it into perfect alignment with the perfect love of God. For this I am so grateful, and so it is. Today, I forgive myself for judging my relationship with money.
Amen. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. All right, we're going to thank you for tuning in to the Love Journey and your love experience with Janina Nigro, and that was Ayana Vinzant. We're going to just play a song, Angie Wine, it's the Lord's Prayer. And then we're going to read from the Science of the Mind, and then we're going to open up the Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe.
I wasn't there, but I can't imagine that they may have sound something like this.
How should we pray?
Here's what the Lord told them. pray. Thank you so much. God bless you.
God bless you. Yes. Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janine and Ingram. That was Angie Winans. Right here on The Love Journey, that was The Lord's Prayer. I love, love, love that song. All right, we're going to get started. And today's Science of the Mind says, let me reveal myself. Let me reveal myself. The first quote is from Buddha. The greatest gift is to give people your enlightenment to share it. Wow. The greatest gift is to give people your enlightenment to share it. Science of the Mind book on page 142 says, to the soul that knows its own divinity, all else must gravitate. Sometimes we carry the burden of a past so thick with shame and remorse that we think no one could possibly love us if they knew the truth about us. We're so imprisoned in a sense by our guilt and shame. Outwardly, we carry ourselves as if everything is all right. But it seems like a great masquerade. We say to ourselves, if they only knew the truth. If they only knew the truth, they would never be accepted like that. But the truth is of the matter is that our story is so rarely so unique that it hasn't been heard 100 times before. Let me say that again. The truth of the matter is that our truth is really so unique that it hasn't been heard 100 times before. That's because the truth is that you are not your story. No matter how awful it seems to you and how much you feel it marks you for life, the rich fiber of your being is perfection and wholeness. Let me say that again. Let me remind you, the rich fiber of your being is perfection and wholeness. We often project the guilt and the shame of another unto ourselves, or we make some bad choices before we know better. We are not bound forever by our history. We can consider it part of our learning. In other words, while it may be hard to believe, perhaps it was all a gift. What if it was just all a gift? Your excuse for poor living is gone. The choice for great living is yours to make. The question becomes, are you going to make that choice or continue to bemoan your fate until the end of your time on the planet? Let me reveal myself. The truth of me as the divine emanation of God. I release my story, my faculty thinking, my disbelief. I am enraptured by the great God who loves me so unconditionally. I got to say that again. He said, let me reveal myself. The truth of me as the divine emanation of God. I release my story, my faculty thinking, my disbelief, and I am enraptured by the great God who loves me so unconditionally. The affirmation is I release my idea of myself as less than perfect. Come on, God. I accept the truth of my divine and holy nature. Come on, God. Oh, my God, that's beautiful. Are you really hearing what it's saying? How long are we going to keep holding on to this truth? and making our story our truth when it's really not. Our truth is what? It's that we are divine expression and that we are divine beings expressing our God energy on the planet. Come on, y'all. Somebody need to say amen. And perhaps all the things that is happening or has happened is all a gift. Poor living is gone now. The choice for great living is ours to make. It's time. The question becomes, are we going to make that choice or continue to bemoan the fate until the end of time on the planet? Come on, y'all. Are we going to make that choice today? That great living is ours. I tell you, God is good. We can no longer live that story. Because the truth is, that is not your story, no matter how awful it seems to you, how much you feel it marks your life. The rich fiber of your being is perfection at home. And so we got to stop projecting that guilt and that shame unto ourselves. You can lose our many choices from this. We're not bound to those choices forever. We can consider it a part of the learning. And in other words, while it may be hard to believe, it really is a gift. The gift of the direction that you had to take in order for you to become who you had to become today. So the truth is what, family? You are a divine expression, and you release that story today. Release that faulty thinking. And then capture the real reason that you are all that God is. Welcome to the love journey, your love experience with Janine and Ingram. We're going to get started this morning with Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe. And I'm going to bring in our beautiful sister from another mister with her beautiful song, Ain't No Stopping Us Now. Because you know what? It ain't no stopping us when we realize all that stuff is not who we are. We are not our story. That's the message for today. You are not your story. Ain't no stopping you now.
Held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together, we're polishing up our act. And if you've never been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore.
Don't you let nothing
stand in your way.
Don't you lift your
to every word I say, every word I say.
Georgia. Good morning, my sister from another mister. Good morning, good morning.
Happy Friday. Happy Friday, King's Queen. Great people on this planet. Happy Friday to all. Happy Friday, happy Friday. Are you able to hear me loud and clear this morning, Janine?
Girl, yes, yes. We hear that beautiful voice this morning.
Awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Because I'm really fired up and I'm really ready to dive in. So we only got a few minutes, and I'm really excited about where we're at in this chapter, family. So I definitely encourage you to share this information, get other people to chime in. Please press mute on your line if you're not speaking at the same time, because I really want the call quality to be really good this morning. And then when you're ready to chime in, please press star 6 if you're on the line, press 1 if you are on Blog Talk Radio. I am Chastity A. Wells, excited about this call, moving us forward in the book, Abundance Now, which is a book by Lisa Nichols, where we're learning to amplify our life and achieve prosperity today. We left our family last week where we talked about abundance is within your grasp. So let's get started on the path to embracing it. Lisa prepared us for the 4 E's to the path of an abundant life. Number 1 was the enrichment. As you develop yourself into a focused and abundant thinker, she'll help us to enchantment. Enchantment is connecting with others and developing relationships that will help support you in success. Then there will be engagement that comes from pursuing work, either employment or your own business, that leads to exciting experiences. Then finally, we'll talk about the new approach to money, seeing life as an endowment that grows and continues to fund the kind of breathtaking lifestyle few can imagine. So we start today in chapter 2, the first E, which is enrichment of your whole self. She started us out in this book of self-development in this quote saying, self-development is a greater commitment and a greater requirement than self-sacrifice. I want to repeat that again because it's something that we really need to be mindful of as we go through these next few pages. Self-development is a greater commitment and a greater requirement than self-sacrifice. Now, that's a quote by Lisa Nichols. And I just really want to remind us of that, because a lot of times in us not achieving our abundant life, I see where a lot of people self-sacrifice. But, you know, and that's fine for whatever reason you're sacrificing, but self-development is truly requires a greater commitment, discipline, and a greater requirement of yourself. So let's move into the chapter and let's begin, because this really is a meaty chapter and it really excited me on many different levels. What's the most critical ingredient to living an abundant life? It's your mindset, family, the knowing that enables you to push past limiting beliefs, take on new opportunities with confidence, and succeed in getting what you want. This knowing precedes your ability to succeed and paves the way for you to enjoy abundance in every area of your life. Okay? And it is this knowing that I want to help you develop now. The mindset required for an abundant, prosperous life, to live an abundant life, you're going to have to take responsibility for your thoughts, your actions, and most important, your reactions to what life throws at us, right? The cool thing is that Lisa reminds us, family, is it's not easy. In fact, while most people look outside themselves to place blame for what's wrong with their lives and for the reasons why they don't enjoy their abundant life now, you have to take the position of you have the power to create the life of your dreams, regardless of your current situation. Now sit with that for a second, family, because I really, I'm in a place of believing that we really do create our own lives. But remember the quote that I gave us some time ago. We are all self-made, but only the successful will admit it. So that's what we're honing in at this morning. It's just really understanding you really are self-made. So it's time for us to take responsibility for our thoughts, our actions, and most importantly, our reactions to what life throws at us. Stop blaming the outside world for what's going on with our lives and take the position that we have the power to create the life of our dreams. You've always had the power. And now it's time to add the mindset to that power to begin living the life you desire. I love how Lisa reminded us in this chapter, Janine, that you and you alone are the creator of an abundant life. You and you alone are the creator of your abundant life. Once you recognize this fact, you can begin to do things that will bring about the future you want. Guys, I know that this part of this book is going to be one of those that's really going to step on your feet. It's going to make you feel uncomfortable about many different things. And I understand the limited mindset because I once shared it. And on many aspects I still do within myself, right? We all do in certain regards. However, what I'm challenging everybody on this line to do is stop looking at outside entities of getting in your way. Stop blaming the devil made me do it. Stop saying, if it's God's will for me, then it'll happen. It is God's will for you. You wouldn't be here. It is God's will for you. The fact that you even could think about it, it is God's will for you. Now, what will you do about it? And that's why this book is here. So I thank God for this book. I thank God for the opportunity for us to be able to show up on the planet and to actually be able to call greatness out of one each other. Like I said, it's not going to be very comfortable if you're not really ready to do the work. And honestly, in the space that I'm in, family, it's all about getting it done and let's doing it. I would love to hear from everyone this morning, but if you're really going to be in the space of just playing a role and jumping up and testifying, just a good old by and by, that's not going to work because that's not the space that has been created during this time. Millionaire Mind Intensive, Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe, honestly, is an intensive workshop for us to really be able to collaborate with one another, to understand and encourage one another one step at a time, not encourage each other from the bleachers, but us being players on the field, like we're all in this game called life together. We're not looking for the people that's going to be on the benches and cheering us on because those are the same people that's throwing drinks at us too when they don't like the way we play. I'm looking for the people that's going to be on the field with me, like LeBron James, like D. Wade, the rest of them, and encourage me along the way because you put me in the work too. You getting up early and you doing the work too. And that's what this is about because we create our own abundant lives. You and you alone are the creator of your abundant life. But the thing is, family, we have to start to begin talking different about our plans, our projects, our relationships, and our dreams. When you share them with others, using upbeat language about your intended outcomes and describing a vivid detail what success looks like for you. You create a picture in your mind of what you want in that area of your life. This new language of abundance actually causes you, consciously and unconsciously, to overcome limiting beliefs and actually take those actions that will bring you the result you want. How, you may ask? By setting up a state of cognitive dissonance in your mind. This is a feeling of discomfort that comes from the discrepancy between your beliefs and your behaviors. When you believe something strongly or repeatedly have a certain way, then you certainly have a new picture or belief or behavior in the mix. Your brain will do everything in its power, Janine, to resolve this discrepancy. It will strive to bring about the new behavior or picture circumstances in order to get rid of the feeling of discomfort. I love how she brought up what the psychologist Leon Festinger said in the process. He used in his book A Theory of Cognitive Dissonance. He brought up an example of, you know how when you feel hungry, the brain sends signals to your body to eat. In other words, it causes you to take those actions which will resolve your hunger. Similarly, family, when you begin speaking differently about your future and picture it in a differently in your mind, your brain will also cause you to take action to bring about the exciting new future. So we have to really look at it that way and really start programming our minds and seeing it that way and continuously speaking to ourselves about that. This is something Janine and something she's been teaching us for a very long time on this line. and really just encouraging us just to have the faith and to really walk into that. Remember, family, what we think about, we bring about. We talk about that every single time. It's just a couple things I really want us to hit on really quick before I open it up, because I really want us to make a little bit more headway and space in here. But it's really, really, really powerful that she got to talking about this. Lisa shared a story, and this story honestly made me cry because, you know, I thought I remembered this story, but I guess I didn't remember it in the story the way that she told it in this book. When she was talking about she was a swimmer, she was competing when she was 15 years old at a local community center, and Lisa would talk about how she would come in dead last, y'all. She would come in dead last. If it was 6 lanes, she was going to be number 6. If it was 10 lanes, she came in number 10. And she said she was thinking about she was going to quit, so she went to go talk to her grandma Bernice about it, and she just knew Bernice was going to talk to her about it. She could fly and do all this other stuff. But Grandma Bernice did something that I thought was absolutely amazing, and I'll tell you why I thought it was amazing at the end. But Grandma Bernice, she reminded Lisa, and I remind every last one of you on this call that's listening, I remind you, I command you to listen at this time. I command you to stand up within yourself and listen to this life story that's here, because there's power in this story that Grandma Bernice told Lisa at this time. She reminded her about ancestors, her great-grandparents who came from the Middle Passage, surviving the voyage from Africa when so many thousands didn't. She reminded her of the work of them working in the fields under the broiling sun, from sunup to sundown, blisters on their hands and feet. And she reminded them that they were never able to quit. They never, and they did not lay down their load. They lived and they survived. That we all could be here today, that Lisa could be here today. Even her parents did things that she never knew about, sacrificing and scraping to it to create a space to help herself and her greatness. Lisa walked away with quitters never win and winners never quit. Quitters never win and winners never quit. Needless to say, that Lisa, the next day, she went to her swim meet, and she swam, and she flipped over at the end, and she was by herself, and she made it all the way to the other end of the pool, and she couldn't believe, you know, it, but it turned out she actually had made first place. She was 15 at the time, and she beat out the 17 and 18-year-olds. She came in first place. Her coach asked her simply, Janine, love, journey, family. Her coach asked her, what was the difference this time? Lisa said simple, that quitters never win, winners never quit. And she depended on it. She kept chanting it. She was chanting it, right? And before, she was saying that her language before was, I don't want to lose. Look at the difference in the language that she was using. I don't want to lose. So that's why she kept losing. So that's what she's thinking about is losing. But when she remembered Grandma Bernice's story and she realized the power and the abundance of the ancestral power that she really does come from. Now, this is not me just telling the story. I mean, because she simply just said, winners never quit, quitters never win. And that sounds great, but I think there's something powerful in that story that Grandma Bernice told Lisa, reminded her of her ancestors, reminded her how bad to the bone Lisa really is. But now, you coming in there last, that's you, to see you come from greatness. And I think that's powerful. I think that's powerful for us to understand that. I know even for me as a parent, even when I'm talking to my daughter, and this is why this story resonated with me so much, is because when I'm talking to my daughter, Kimora, about anything, it's not about my disappointment. It's not about even just her. Right? I take my daughter back to her grandmother, her Nana, and I remind her of the sacrifices my mother made for us to get to where we're at. I remind my daughter of the bags that my mom had to wear on her feet when days it was cold and it was snowing outside. She couldn't get new boots because my mother had a dream. My mother had a vision. My mother had a focus for us to graduate from certain schools. Prior to her was my grandparents, okay? Who didn't have a whole lot of education. who moved from the South back to Cleveland to give my mom and her other six siblings, her other five siblings, an opportunity that they didn't have. And then we go all the way back to my great-grandparents, and I walk my daughter through every last one of them. By the end of it, my daughter understands her responsibility. It's not to stress her out. It's to call the greatness out of her. We don't walk around with stories of why we can't do something and what, or anything else like that. It's to command the greatness. You don't have the opportunity to show up and be lazy. You don't have the opportunity to stand on your ancestors' name. And I'm saying it to each and every one of you on the love journey. You don't have the opportunity to stand July 21st, 2017, and keep telling me why you can't start your business. You can't stand today, 2017, on your grandmother's shoulders, on your grandfather's back, and keep making excuses about why you ain't wrote a book or came up with your 503C. Are you kidding me? After all they went through for us, it's blasphemous. Stop blaming it on the devil. Stop blaming it on this person and that person. It's you. I call you to be great. Your ancestors are calling you to be great. You are on this line today because you want to be great. I'm calling you to be great. Stop getting on this line and playing with me every Friday, family. Stop getting on this line playing. It's time for us to do the work. I'm living it. I'm doing it. I'm doing it. And I'm growing more and more every day. But it's time for us all to really get in that space. Before I go off a little bit too far, because I have a lot of notes I really want us to dive into this morning. But it's time for us to really take these stories and understand that it's time for us to be great. Quitters never win, winners never quit. What could you accomplish simply by shifting your language about your future, family? What could you actually accomplish by shifting your language about your future? Did anybody else have anything else that they want to chime in that they enjoyed thus far in this part of the chapter of the book? Press star 6 if you are on the teleconference call. Press 1 if you're on Blog Talk Radio. And while I wait on you to chime in, I'm going to jump into a couple of other points too. But definitely feel free to just, once I hear you unmute the line or whatever, then I'll definitely stop and I'll open it up for you. And I understand this morning may not be that comfortable for you, especially if you have not done the preparation and reading and you're not committed to excellency this morning. I understand that, and that's okay. It's okay. I'm okay with talking to me this morning and talking out loud this morning. I'm okay with that space this morning. It's not always a comfortable space, but I understand that I no longer can play small. I understand that even the people that who desire to be around me or in the company of me on a call, we can't play small no more. We can't keep talking the good old by and by. We can't keep having those same conversations. It's time for greatness. It's time for greatness, period. It's time for greatness. Living your life by freeing yourself from old constraints, family, to step in your greatness and to begin using the genius that's been uniquely given to you, something I call living in your life. What does that look like? Standing in your power is when you are committed to pushing past any negative self-talk rising from your own fears and evicting them, any disempowering thoughts or chatter that does not support your highest calling and greatest service, okay? You might already be doing that, but what would happen in your life if you went to a whole new level? See, I had to ask myself that because on many levels I am doing it. But then what does it look like to really take myself to a whole new level? What must I do to begin living in my light? Strive to be at peace with all your choices, actions, and decisions, including your past decisions and actions. That was something I personally had to underline because I'm okay with the actions and the choices I'm making today. But I wasn't as forgiving as my past actions and how Chastity previously showed up. But in this moment, she helped me break that through and say, it's still all good. It's still all good. Because all of it has helped me become the greater woman that I am today. It's given me the greater courage to become the woman that I am today. So set yourself free from regret, shame, and blame of yourself and others as you do learn to forgive yourself and what you did in your past. Number two, start looking for what's possible in your life. In your life, plan for what you want to create, not what you want to avoid. My God. Yes, she said it. Plan for what you want to create, not what you want to avoid. This is very important when you speak in the language of possibility instead of the language of avoidance. You're constantly breathing life into every situation. You move from it's never enough or victimhood and why me, and then you're looking for reasons for it to happen. Move into that space. Answer the question why instead of constantly looking at life from the standpoint of victimhood. Why did my father leave? Why did my career take a traumatic hit? Instead of looking at it that way, why did your father leave? Because he wasn't ready to step up to be a man and a father. And then why did your career take a traumatic hit? Because jobs outgrow if you're not growing. And you can also outgrow a job. Remember, family, remember, man's rejection is God's protection. Man's rejection is God's protection. There's something better for you waiting on you. There's always a better explanation to why questions than it is for us to sit back and just be a victim. And I love that. I think that was super, super, super powerful just to really help catapult you into living in your life. Strive to be at peace with your decisions. Number two, start looking for what's possible in your life. Look for what's possible and answer those why questions. Why did this happen to me? Why not? Because that person wasn't ready. Because this happened. And then we move on. But don't forget at the end of your why that remember, man's rejection is God's protection. We have to move into that space. We have to move into that space and understand it, the possibility, and accepting our own life and our love within ourselves. Was it anything else anybody else wanted to chime in and share or that resonated with them as they read this chapter? All right.
Good morning.
Now it's time, family. Peace and blessings.
Yes, how are you? Are you preaching today? I tell you, Jesse, just the message I needed. Good morning, Love Journey family. This is Claudette Reddick, and I must say it's the kind of message to push me out the door today. You know, we can say we're doing things, and then you get stuck somewhere. But you must go back to the roots. You know, why am I even here? That's why you can ask yourself. And it's to perpetuate all that's come before us. We must move it forward. I mean, it's like your life is dead if you do nothing yourself to take yourself, your family, your community to progress. And you're the example. You got to do the work. And as hard as it may appear at times, just look back a little bit. See what Mama did. See what Big Mama and them did for you and how the community helped you. And it will give you the impetus, I believe, that it does for me to move it on. You can't just stay still and you can't say, it's too hard. You got to go. So thank you for reminding me and pushing me out this bed this morning to get busy. Thank you, Tess. You do a great job of explaining to us how it's more than money we're seeking. We're looking to grow ourselves and master ourselves and, you know, making decisions about what's good, what's going to get us to that goal. And I enjoy it. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, family.
Good morning. I just want to say that it's so in synchronized with what the science of the mind was saying today about our story. You know, how we have to shift our story and stop living the lie that we're telling ourselves in our stories. And I was like, listening and reading, I'm like, wow, look how in sync the messages today in terms of what we've been telling ourselves and the story we live. Because the story we tell ourselves is the story we live. And so we got to stop lying to ourselves about our past experiences. I love that. And I think that's important because I think that's part of our limiting belief system that disempowers us. And I think when we stop telling ourselves the stories, when we stop telling ourselves those lies that I don't have enough money to start my business, but to look at the ways that I can fund my startup company, or if I can, you know, I don't have to be alone, just lonely just because I'm alone, because, you know, it's just so many things that we tell ourselves in those stories that we got to stop telling ourselves. And that's what I love about the message so far and what she's saying. It's the same message that was in the Science of the Mind. And I just wanted to bring the synchronicity, how it synchronized today about the stories we're telling ourselves. When we start asking the empowering questions, when we start giving ourselves empowering words, it shifts how the universe operates in our life. So I just wanted to bring that out. That's what I love so far.
Okay. Yeah, and that does bring us to our next point that she brings up as well, is stop lying to yourself about your past experiences. When you tell yourself that you aren't capable of accomplishing your goals or solving your problems, when you tell yourself that you aren't rich enough, beautiful enough, or smart enough, or enough in any other matter, you're drawing upon that long-held belief in your mind that simply isn't true. You're telling lies to yourself. Stories you've created around your past experiences that are now dictating what you believe about yourself. We must get away from the lies that we've told ourselves about I'm not good looking enough to be considered attractive. We have to get away from it, black women, talking about because I'm dark, people don't like me. Oh, because this woman's shape is better than mine. Men, stop telling yourself that you don't have a woman because you don't make enough money. Stop with all of these disempowering beliefs. We have to stop with these disempowering beliefs and really start walking into our light and understanding our cocoa skin, our beautiful hips, our thin hips, whatever it may be, how rich, how poor your bank account says you are at that time, whatever the case may be, is not stopping you. It's you that's stopping you. Stop making up all these other stories. Let's recreate it. And that's the beautiful thing that Lisa is challenging us to do. She even asked us in this part of the book is just to go ahead and write down some of the things that you feel like is holding you back. And I know even when I was doing this again, and I've done this type of work before, but I did it again, and I even did it with my daughter sitting next to me, okay? And I'm going to just share real personal with y'all because I really need y'all to understand, listen, baby, whether you do this work or whether you don't do this work, Cassidy's doing it. And that's why you feel me showing up in a different space, because I'm doing the work. And all I can do is challenge you to do the same. But whether you do or whether you don't, family, the place is going to be here for us. And we choose to grow or we got to do the test again, right? Because that's how life is. That's the beautiful thing about it. But she challenged us to write down the things that we say is holding us back, right? What's holding you back? And writing those things down, and I had to write down a couple of things that I felt like possibly could be holding me back. And at this point in my life, Jenny, it was kind of hard to do it because I knew that it was a bunch of frack-a-knack-a bull of me looking for excuses because I'm not in that space of making excuses no more. So it was kind of a challenge to do it. But I was like, all right, just be honest and just write it down and just go from a raw place, right? And so doing that, it did cause me to cry. It caused me to look at my own insecurities, right? And then some of the things that I remember I used to write down, I didn't even write down. So thank God for that. But in there, after she asked us to do that, she wanted us to take your time and to breathe as you wrote and then leave space between each of the lines that you list, right? Leave three lines. She said, then taking a red pen and write out what the actual truth is, right? So your lie could be, I don't have enough money to start my own company. That could be a lie why you say why you're not living your God best life. Then she says, write down the truth. The truth is there are multiple ways I could fund my startup company, save aggressively from my day job, start and grow, strengthen my business concept, and get investors. Another lie she used as an example. She said, I'm going to always be alone, even when I'm not alone. She said, but then she also wrote the truth in there. The truth is I can open up more and be more transparent in any moment and instantly increase my connections to others. My God, how that transforms the mind instead of us just looking that, oh, I'm lonely or this, that, and the other. Why are you that way? What barriers are we setting up? Even for myself, I'll put Cassidy on the line. I even said at one point, and I still have my own boundaries and barriers that I set up. I say, oh, I'm a single mom, and it's hard to do this, it's hard to do that, whatever the case may be. But then I had to realize that my baby is actually my greatest motivator. My baby is my greatest inspiration. I take my daughter to different networking events with me, and I allow my daughter to stand up. She reminded me this Wednesday. She reminded me why I do the work that I do. It ain't for you to be happy for me. That's cool. That's cool. This journey is about me and about my growth. So the very thing that I said was holding me back stood up in front of a room full of adults and other kids and spoke profoundly. My God, who's holding you back? Ain't nobody holding you back, Cassidy. You're holding you back. So if I can look at me and deal with that, how much greater can you do? How much greater can you do? I'm only sharing, family, because I want us to do this together. I want us to grow. I want us to grow. It's time for us to stop making up, accepting these lies and the rest of it, and to really empower ourselves to grow. Stop making up the excuses. Walk in your greatness. Write down your list. And write down what your truths are. Be disciplined and fearless in pursuing your dreams. Be disciplined and fearless in pursuing your dreams. Be outcome driven. I want to give you this last tidbit. I really wanted to get further this morning, but that's okay. Identifying your goal with 10 milestones or baby steps. Too often our goals are so lofty that within our milestones, we would constantly be focused on the remains to be done versus what we've accomplished already. And I know that's the truth even for myself. But write down what's in your lofty goals, 10 milestones or baby steps. So at least that way you can celebrate the victory for you stretching yourself. And she recommends that after you pass every milestone, celebrate with another person, and also write yourself a check. Now, I'll be honest, I hadn't done that part, but I do celebrate. I try to with at least one other person, but I'm still creating that also in my life family. So I'm just being transparent this morning. I'm just being transparent because it's about growth. So, in the memo line of your check that you write to yourself, even if it's only $5, write the name of your dream. You can set aside money for a specific source, as in earning from a second job or an inheritance or all the revenue from a single client that'll fund your dream. Fund a physical reward such as a new car, a vacation home, a luxury trip, or a piece of jewelry. The bottom line is that you have to plan to achieve your dreams, but you also need to build a lifestyle stable and financial security into your life as you move forward. In her training, Lisa cautions her students to keep their primary income stream. And I know this to be true for myself, because even as I train agents, you cannot leave your primary job while you are learning to do this or any endeavor. Until you achieve a replacement income that meets your needs, it's easier to dream from a place of abundance than from a place of lack. Then, when you do have your plan and a steady source of income in place, be laser focused on accomplishing one goal or aspect of your dream for the next 30 days. Once you're there, set the next goal for the next month. Be outcome driven. I love how she reminded this, and I'm going to leave it right here, Janine. I really wanted us to get a little bit further, but that's all good. We're at the top of the hour. I just want to be mindful of everyone's time. But I love how she reminded us again here, and I'm reminding you all as well, is be laser focused on accomplishing one goal or aspect of your dream within the next 30 days. Remember those goals we supposed to be working on, like two goals that's going to change your financial picture every 90 days? Ha ha, y'all thought that went away. It didn't. So now she's telling you one goal every 30 days. And then after you accomplish that, move on to the next one. We have to be outcome driven. We can't just talk about it, family. We can't just come on here and listen to Chastity and get you know, what moves my heart. The reason my heart is moved is because I'm pushing myself in very uncomfortable places. It's showing up in spite of my own personal crazy self-talk that I have to diminish down and do the work and show up and be outcome driven. I told you guys just a few weeks ago, I don't mind writing goals down. I don't want to put the freaking date on it. But now every time I sit at my desk calendar, I got dates I'm looking at. But it's all good, though. Because what happens is, consciously and unconsciously, it causes me to get up, and I'm laser focused when I'm sitting here in my office. I'm laser focused. So I challenge you all to do the same. Be outcome-driven. Over the next 30 days, write down another goal or aspect of your dream and get it done. Be outcome-driven. That's what I want to leave you with. I just want to remind you, family, that self-development is a greater commitment and a greater requirement than self-sacrifice. Self-development is a greater commitment and a greater requirement than self-sacrifice. Let's stop being self-sacrificing today. Let's stop being self-sacrificing over our families and the rest of it. Let's be in a place of committed to ourselves and working on our self-development. That's where we're at. Our ancestors have already sacrificed enough for us to get where we're at. Let's be committed to our commitment of growing ourselves. My name is Chastity A. Wells. I'm a licensed insurance broker here to be able to meet any of your insurance needs. You're able to reach me directly at 614-230-6600. Again, my direct contact number, you can reach me by phone or text at 614-230-6600 or on any social media platform at ChastityAWells.com. It's just one T in my name, C-H-A-S-I-T-Y. And my website is the same. Pretty simple. ChastityAWells.com. Janine, thank you so much again for this opportunity. Love Journey, thank you for allowing me to share my heart, my space, and my growth with you as well.
All right. Thank you so much, Chastity. Really appreciate you this morning. You rugged it. All right. Did you hear that fire down in her throat this morning? Quitters never win and winners never quit. Quitters never win, winners never quit, family. So the one thing that I really want us to really think about is stop telling ourselves the story and thinking we got to live that story. Self-development is a greater commitment and a greater requirement than self-sacrifice. I want to really bring that out because what does it mean? You know, we think living a godly life means self-sacrifice, but really living a godly life or living a life that God expected us to live on planet Earth is to really become the best God self on the planet, and that's the real work. The work is not about the sacrifice. The work is about the being the best example of what it means to be God on the planet. And that's going to take self-development. That's going to take greater commitment than sacrifice. Yeah. We've been told through a lot of our conditioning and religion that it's okay. Oh, we got to sacrifice. But that's not true. The biggest blessing you can be on the planet and the biggest gift. Hello?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I thought you wanted to say something. The biggest gift
I
can
do, but
be
I
on the planet is
you. I apologize about that.
Go ahead, say it.
Listen, this is what dropped in my spirit when you just said that again. This is what dropped in my spirit, and this is for all my this is for my diehard churchgoers. I'm going to step on your toes this morning. And it's okay. If you don't like it, it's all right. I gave you my number. Call me, okay? Call me. I'm super excited about life right now, so I'm ready to talk to you. But listen, this is what dropped in my spirit when you said that, Janine. You said, let's read her quote one more time. Self-development is a greater commitment and a greater requirement than self-sacrifice. My God. What came to me when you read that again, Janine, is for those who believe in church, right? The ultimate sacrifice has already been paid through your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So why are you still sacrificing? That's what came to me. So I ask you, if that's your paradigm, the ultimate sacrifice has already been paid by your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Your only requirement at this point is to stand on that rock and to develop yourself, grow, be committed to the commitment of your growth. There is no greater commitment. There is no greater sacrifice than the sacrifice that has already happened. What are you still playing small for? That's what came to me. So I was just like, "Woo, that was fire!" But yeah, so let's go. Let's stop making excuses.
You're getting this girl.
She on fire, ain't she?
Yeah, the greatest. I hear all these people talking about, the sacrifice. But as she said, it's already been made. So to grow self, to develop self, that is really empowerment. That's where he wants us to be. Thank you all. It's a good thought, y'all.
Yes, and I'm glad that you had the opportunity to expand on that, because I really wanted to horn in on that. And thank you for bringing that revelation back to us and the idea of where the ultimate sacrifice is being. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And so
I didn't even hear it when I was reading it.
When I opened the book this morning, it just stood out. And I said, I really got to horn in on that. Because so many times, I see it even in my family, my sisters, my aunts, and my grandmothers and great-grandmothers. I see them making the sacrifice. And I see my sister, she go to church from sunup to sunset. She's there and she going through a change now. She's losing all her hair, and she got all her eyebrows coming down. And I keep telling her, babe, this is a sign that you need to take greater care of you. You on the prayer ministry, you on the Sunday ministry, you on this ministry, and you on all those ministries. But the ministry is you. You are the greatest example of God on the planet. We are the greatest example. And why do we think that we should sacrifice and live a poor life and think that's an example? I don't want to know your God if that's how your God gonna do you. I don't want to know that. That's not the life I want to live for myself. If that's the case, then I told God when I was 16, I told God, I promise y'all, I was 12, 13, 14 years old, and I told God, if that's what God, living God on life is, then I don't want it. You just might as well send me to hell, because I don't want to do that. So I really want you to know it's about developing self, developing your mindset. To live an abundant life, we got to take responsibility for our thoughts, our actions, and most important, our reaction to what life throws at us. And we got to stop placing the blame on something else that does not have anything to do with us. We choose this life. We choose how we want to live it. And I tell you, the frequency, the language of the universe is frequency and vibration. And you got to get into your feeling nature and shift that emotional baggage you've been holding on to for too long. So I love what Chancy has been talking about. I love what this book has been talking about. I love what the science of the mind said today. Stop telling ourselves that story, because the story we tell ourselves is the story we live. I'm too light, I'm too dark, or not enough stories. Anything that has anything to do with you're not enough. Not enough money. Okay, you don't have a job, but that don't mean you can't create money. You're a creator. You are a creator, and the power is in you. I love what she said right here in this right here when she said, okay, you said I don't have enough money to start my own company. But there's multiple ways to find your startup company. And we can start with as little as whatever we have to start it off with. My daughter said, my middle daughter said, Mom, we got to goal to buy a house. I said, well, what are you going to be doing to get to a house? That's not just good enough to have a goal to buy a house in the next few years. But this is what we got to do now. Here's the steps that we got to take in order that by that time you'll be able to be positioned to be in a position to buy the house. That means start saving $25 a month, $50 a month. Let's look at your credit. What is your credit looking like? And you need to research what it's going to take to purchase your first piece of property. It's not enough just to say what you're going to do, but what steps are you going to take to make it happen and not just talk about it, but be about it. You see, the conversation was like this last night. Speaking at Wintrust Bank last night for the wealth creation event. And one of the things that really was my thing to really get out is, yeah, we can all come here and we can get motivated and we can talk. We can come to the Love Journey here, Chassie here, Janine here, anybody, and be motivated. But will we be inspired enough to take action? And that's what today's conversation. Are you inspired enough to take the action? Fear will always be there, so I don't want to hear nothing about the fear because the fear going to be there. Make fear your friend. Look fear in the face. Say, come on, we're going to make this happen. I need you to motivate me more, and I need you to push me, fear. Come on, fear. Let's do this together because fear is not going to go away until you do it. You just got to do it. Do it, and when you do it, and the more you do it, the less fear you have, and the less fear, and the less the fear shrinks, and the fear shrinks. But as long as you don't do it, the fear gets bigger, and then it becomes bigger than you the more you sit around. If you still waiting to get that book written, if you still waiting to do something that you've been procrastinating to do, then you got to ask yourself, why haven't I taken the massive action when I know who I am, when I know that the word says that I'm a God, that I'm a goddess, and that I'm here to create? Why haven't I created what I said I was going to create? See, we can talk about it all day long, but can we be about it? What can we take the action? And that's what this is about. What is the next first step that I can take? It can be small. So you don't have to have big, because it's the small things that make big things happen. It's the inch by inch that makes the cinch of life. It's the small bites of the elephant that takes over the whole elephant. So you ain't got to go take over the whole elephant today. You just got to take the small step, because it's the lot of little small step that makes the massive action. What can you do today? What can you do today? What can you do today? Is that starting to put $25 a month into a place for your investment? Is that to become a part of an investment group? Then start off by researching something that you can do differently. If it's a book, why haven't you got your book out? Is it a marketing plan for your book? Maybe you want to reshift your marketing plan. You want to make $1 million and you got a book out? How many books you need to sell? 100,000 books at 10,000. That's not a lot, right? $10. 100,000 books at $10 get you $1 million. I mean, it's just starting to think about how you can do it. Little by little, little by little. And it doesn't have to be a big, massive step today. One step at a time gets the whole staircase done, right? One step at a time gets you to the top of the staircase. One step. What step can you take today? And that's the question that should be asked today. What step can I take today toward the massive action to create massive results? And so I just want to thank Chassie Wells for having the fire in her heart to bring it to us and not be afraid to step on somebody's toes, not be afraid to be in somebody's face, not be afraid to come from the heart and say, if you want to win, then you got to do what it takes to win. And to move fear out of the way, sometimes you got to be in your face and not be afraid to be in somebody's face about it. not be afraid to step on somebody's toes back? Why am I still doing the same thing, expecting a different result? I tell you, my daughter had to get on me the other day. She said, Mom, why is it that you've been doing this for this amount of time and you're still doing this way? I had to look and say, all right, check your mama, baby. Check your mama before she wreck herself. Check her. Even though I didn't like being checked in a little bit of way. But I said, but she's right. And I had to honor what she said to me because she was absolutely right. It's time to step up the game and stop playing, mama. She right. It's time to elevate this right here to a whole new level. And you can't do it alone. She right. I had to embody what she said to me and say, all right. So I'm saying to you, the one thing that she said that I take away, I'm talking about my daughter when she was checking her mama. She was checking Miss Janine Ann Ingram, baby. And this is what she said. Utilize your resources. So what resource do you have in the midst of this community or whatever other communities you're in or wherever you are in your friends, your relationships? Write them down and think about the resource that you have in your friendships, in your communities, or even the associates that you can use to elevate to that next step that you're trying to make it to. What resource do you have in your environment right now? And so that's what I want to leave you with. What next step can you take? What resources do you have that you already have in your environment that can create the next step that you want to take? All right, baby, it's time to stand in your power. And when you're committed to pushing past any negative self-talk and rising above your fears and evicting any disempowering thoughts or chatter that does not support your highest calling and greatest service, then and only then you'll be ready to live in the light and be committed to pushing past any negative self-talk, rising above your own fears, evicting any disempowering thoughts or chatter that's not supporting your highest calling and greatest service. So then and only then will you be ready to live in your light. So we have to start looking at what we don't. We got to start looking at the possibilities. So for now on, our conversation is a possibility conversation. If I call you and say, let's go to Dubai, don't tell me I don't have enough money. Tell me, oh, let me see what I can do to create the money, because you are a creator. You are a creator. Create. And that's our message for today on Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe. Any more questions, comments, or concerns before we leave? I just want to say, the planet, before we leave this love journey today, anybody have anything they want to add, their voice, anything, comments, concern, press 1 on Blog Talk and star 6 if you're on the teleconference line. All right. Kind of quiet today. So with that being said, I want to remind you to keep your head to the sky. Remember that I love to live on this time go around. What you going to do with it today? What are you going to do with it? How are you going to take that step to really create that massive action today? Reminding you that your life is a gift from God. What you do with your life is a gift back to God. I just want to remind you that love is a choice, so choose love today. And don't just dream. Don't just talk about it. But live your God-sized dreams. I want to remind you to keep your head to the sky. This is Earth, Wind, and Fire, right here on the Love Journey with Janine Ann Ingram and Chastity A. Wells on Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe family. Keep your head to the sky and have a great weekend.